Whiskey Wagers. Whoa, came in hot there off the top. At least it sounded hot in my headphones.
Prepared.
Yeah, prepared. It's been another week, just a couple days late. Thursday, though, we're back on it. Like I said, we're going to stay on the grind. But I really want to, real quick, we're just going to get right into this video. So I was searching around for a funny video. We got to start off this hot. I want you to tell me what this guy looks like after you've heard some of this. And the thing about the video is, so it's a guy talking shit when he's fucking.
Nice.
It's a bunch of shit talk. But
oh, like to her?
Yeah, talking shit to her.
Nice.
So it's a bunch of clips of that. And I want you to tell me what this guy looks like. It's not an actual, like, you can't see the guy, but it has a picture of him.
Right.
It's just like YouTube audio. So I can't see the actual fucking going on here.
Sounds like maybe you don't want to.
Yeah, but this is going to be great. Like, listen to his, dude, he talks such great shit, but you got to tell me what this guy looks like, and I'm going to compare it to the picture all afterwards.
Right, all right.
Hold on, there's my dick caught up in your fish nexus.
Fish nexus.
There's little pauses in between.
That's right, you toss that big ass around. Toss that big ass around. Oh.
I have it. Big girls can fuck, huh? I'm sure you're getting an image of this guy.
Oh, yeah, I've already got it.
Couple more. Talking mad shit.
I'm assuming his name's Terry, too.
That's all the way deep.
Get the wetness out the way.
Keep them on.
Right there. Show me something. Show me something.
You got the stink face.
You know that's mad stink face.
I'm going to show you, okay? It's hard to take my dick out. It's hard to take my dick out your pussy.
Well, we
so on the nose.
He's not even talking shit. He's just like explaining exactly what's going on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Make it look nasty. Make it look nasty. All right. Yeah, much pussy juice on my dick. Don't wipe nothing off.
Don't wipe nothing off.
Don't wipe nothing off.
So I'm guessing he's like 5'6", maybe 5'8", and he's definitely bald.
Yeah.
They're always bald.
Oh, God, he's 100% bald.
His name's Terry.
What color is his skin?
Oh, he's African-American descent.
Other details?
His Ebonics gave it away. He's probably got a wife beater on and sweatpants.
I don't have the videos, like
I said. You just
see
his face?
It's just a picture of the dude.
Oh, like, well, I mean, I'm saying,
I can see his face.
I'm saying so. He wears a white wife beater 24/7.
When he fucks?
All the time.
Oh, okay.
It never comes off. He showers. It's been the same one for 20 years.
Okay.
He just showers in it, sleeps in it, fucks in it.
I think that's a...
You know, like, have you ever seen that Samuel Jackson meme? He's got that wife beater on. He's crazy as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah,
right now.
I know exactly which meme you're talking about.
You know, have you ever watched Boondocks?
I know what it
cartoon.
Is. I didn't watch it often, but I do. Yeah, I know. I know what it is.
I can't remember his name, but they're like crazy. The other black guy that lives in their neighborhood.
I wouldn't know.
He's got a crazy eye. That's what I'm picturing.
This is him. Well, this gentleman's name, if you want to look him up, you can look up the YouTube video, or I'm sure you could, you know, Pornhub it. Is
that's not what I want to watch.
It's Wesley Pipes.
Oh,
pretty good.
Yeah,
he has a wife beater on under there. He's
bald. For
sure.
Well, the plaid was my next guess. It must be cold.
The shades. The ball,
the Folkleys.
What are these? This is a bracelet.
Is it a watch?
And he's got a watch on that. So yeah, he knew he had a watch
on. You know that motherfucker's heavy and silver.
Big face watch. Yeah. Big face watch. And this is also the kind of guy that's going to fuck in his Tim's.
Oh, for sure.
This is, you know what I always think about that too? Is the people that fuck with their shoes on, you got naked.
Yeah, without
take
taking
shit
your shoes off.
And you put your shoes back on.
That's the real question, because do you take them off and then put them back on? Or
That's what they do.
Or are you wearing sweatpants and they just slip?
No,
them?
I feel like people that fuck in their shoes.
They put intentionally.
That's a planned move. You know, if you fuck in your shoes, you like, feel it.
What good does that do?
Could you imagine fucking in shoes?
I mean, I guess if you're like, if you're standing, like if you're behind her, you have better traction.
But can you imagine actually just seeing yourself fucking in shoes? A third person view of you, fucking in shoes.
At that point, you're completely uninterested in your self-image. Like that gave up.
It's power move.
I say that though. But he still wears that big ass ugly watch.
That is a power move to fucking shoes. That's what I think that is. Yeah, that's what that is. Because I just keep seeing it. You're undressing. You're taking your pants off. You're taking your fucking boxers off.
In his mind,
you've taken your shoes off first, and then you do all that—the pant, the shorts, the fucking boxers—and then you go back. You say, "Hold on,"
That's what I'm saying, hold on, bitch,
and you go back to the shoes.
In his head, he's like,
"And put them on."
In his head, he's like, "Oh wait, I'm missing. I'm gonna put my shoes back on."
Yeah,
but no condom for sure.
No, that's not a part of it. But he goes back to the shoes because that's a power move.
Yeah, it says a lot about a person when you take the time and energy to think and go through with putting your shoes back on and not using prophylactics.
It's like, that's such a power move. Go back to the shoes. No condoms. No nothing. And he's just talking mad shit. Some of that was pretty funny. Like, that had me laughing. What is it? Don't touch nothing. All the way deep. I want everybody who fucks the next time you hear this is to just give a fucking solid and think about that. Put your shoes on.
You ever had like a really...
You tell me you go to fuck your significant other with your shoes on, they're not going to say something about that. If I see my significant other with shoes on, I'm going to be like, you going to take your shoes off?
I'll say that about socks.
Even. I'm going to ask, are you going to take your shoes off? Because you're not done yet. And if I see him get naked and go to put their shoes back on in front of me... I'm fucking stopping right there.
Like the mood is over at that point.
What the fuck are you doing?
You know why people who wear their shoes are people who are cheating. Right? So they, you know, you're cheating or you're doing some shady shit. You keep your motherfucking shoes on. Anybody who grew up in the hood, you know, if you're fucking around, you keep your motherfucking shoes on in case you got to make a
maybe that's
exit
what,
in a hurry.
Maybe that's the genesis of it is like it starts at a young age. It's like a thing that started at a young age.
Always keep your shoes on in case you got to get the
keep
hell out.
Keep your shoes on so you got to get out. And I'm also imagining a lot of this comes from fucking people you shouldn't be fucking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like you're fucking somebody else's.
Yeah,
your friend's girlfriend. So he's like, "Babe, I gotta keep my shoes on."
What do you say? Big girls know how to fuck.
Big girls can't fuck too. Big girl can fuck too. Something like that.
At least he doesn't discriminate.
There were some great lines in there, like get the wet out or get the wet out the way. But that seems like the antithesis of what you want, right? Get that wet or get the. I think that's what he said.
He's like, yeah, because he wants to get all the way up
your
in there.
Fishnets caught up in my dick.
That sounds uncomfortable.
That sounds like a risky scenario.
That's a good way to break your dick.
You know, like if your dick's caught up, my dick's caught up in your fishnets. I think that's what it was. Yeah. Came back. Dick's caught up in your fish. Where the fuck you putting your dick, homie?
What the fuck is going on?
There's this giant fucking, probably giant puss in front of you. Probably a fucking meat flapper just right there hanging out. And you got your dick caught up in the fishnets.
She's definitely white, too.
Bad aim. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
That sounds terrible, but I mean.
I'm sure stereotypes come from somewhere. I can just look up on Pornhub. I guarantee I can find his video. We could probably find some of those clips, the actual clips.
That guy, yeah.
That guy. And I kind of want to know if he has a wife beater on. Like, that would be perfect. That would be the icing.
He's definitely got it.
The thing is, I really think the shoes are a strong possibility, too, though.
Oh, for sure. Those motherfuckers do not come off.
Obviously, I have a big problem with shoes. I can't even let it go right now. Like, you don't fucking shoes. Like you said, socks. You're going to get completely naked but leave your socks on?
Dude, the other thing, sleeping in socks fucks
fuck
me up.
Fuck that.
I don't even trust people who sleep in their socks.
Fuck sleeping in socks, yeah. You dirty fucking rats.
Dude, that's so gross.
You fucking dirty rats. That's like fucking rats fucking. That's too dirty.
I'm going to go to bed and just like, let my feet keep stinking up my shit under my
fucking
blankets.
Fucking dirt ball. Fucking dirt.
It's all, you know it's like the socks they've been wearing all day too.
Yeah, they don't even have the courtesy to change their fucking gamey ass socks from like the work you've been doing all day or whatever.
Put my bed socks on quick.
But, yeah. Like change if you gotta wear socks.
I feel like
fucking change them.
Those people get their justice though, because they spend way more money on laundry detergent than I do. Because they gotta wash that
shit. We make our own.
Make your own
and
laundry detergent.
And by we I mean she.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't either. And maybe it's...
I mean, I guess you can make anything.
Yeah, I'm sure you could just Pinterest that shit. How to make laundry detergent. It's going to have some fucking basic white people chemicals.
It's definitely got lavender
and some
in
scents.
It.
And then you have detergent. It's a very white people thing to do that we do. We make detergent. We make detergent. It's so white. That's what we do.
First world
don't
problems.
Buy that shit. I don't want that shit burning my nutsack. I don't know what's in that. I don't fucking know what's in there. Burn your nutsack. It's like that commercial I saw for the Dr. Squatch soap. Excuse me. Dr. Squatch soap.
Dr.
And
Squatch.
And it's like, did you know that half the soaps out there are considered synthetic detergent?
Like, what
and
does
they're
that
like,
even
do you
mean?
Do you know what that does to your sperm count and this and that? That's in the ad.
What's that? I need that soap because my sperm count definitely needs to
well,
go down.
Well, it's super weird because I saw that ad and then Sammy like brought home
the same shit.
Some of that soap that like she got at a Christmas event or something. Like it is nice. Like it is nice. It's like niche soap. If that's even a thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like,
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know, it's like a bar that's like hand
craft,
cut.
Craft.
Yeah, it's
detergent.
Like a craft soap. If you can tell.
Oh, this is like body wash.
Yeah,
soap.
It's like shit you put on you.
I'm still on that.
But the claim they were making is that most of the other soaps are like synthetic detergent. That's what they're classified as. Okay. Like you shouldn't even be putting them on your body is what they're saying.
At least it's not like 1902 and we still make soap with lye. Or I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
actually,
they do.
I actually know very little about
dude,
how soap
actually,
is produced
I'm
now.
Pretty sure that they do because I saw an episode of Dirty Jobs on a Saturday fucking morning and he was making soap. And they put that
still
in. They put it in there because it was like very dangerous part of the operation.
Yeah, because I mean it's super super caustic. It'll tear your skin up. It'll tear your lungs up. If
but
you
it,
it's
it
a
does.
Powder, I think when they
it does some reaction, you know, and
right,
it turns the fat
the
into whatever.
That's so bizarre. The Pilgrim days. Can you imagine you had to make your own soap and like shit in
butter.
An outhouse?
I was, I you know what else, like,
day.
Fucking
cool,
white
actually.
People started wars over, like, pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they Today's were like, the... we're going to fucking Asia to get the fucking spice trade because we've had this fucking meat for a long time that's not any good, like, thing. It was just fucking meat.
Yeah, and then they just
and
dry
they were
age
like,
everything.
They got these motherfucking Turkish peppers. Invade your country and then probably colonize it till the 1900s, and that's
ever,
like what England did.
Did you ever read Dune or see those movies, The Spice Melange?
I know what it is, but I haven't seen it.
That's the whole premise of that movie is the stuff called the Spice Melange.
It's
a drug, and that's like what their whole this world is centered around.
This is happening again, but. Here we go. A weekly episode of South Park did this.
Yeah, with Tom Brady.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why
Isn't
I've
that
been,
hilarious?
That's why I've been, it's been on
Wasn't
my
that,
mind.
That was
Dude,
like
that
a
was so
fucking
funny
ass episode where they're like, the spies.
He knows about the spies.
The spies. The spies.
That's how Dune is. You should watch those movies. They're super like corny, like 80s sci-fi movies, but the books are good.
Is he the one to get the spies?
Is he the one
to get the spice?
That's where she gets that fecal transplant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Starts Kyle's
is it the
just
same
like shitting herself.
Yeah, it is the same one because they end up like he ends up saving every turd that he ever had in that room.
Yeah,
and it saves everybody.
Oh shit. Yeah. Dude, you know what's fucked up?
Are fecal transplants real?
It's 100% real.
I figured it was because South Park usually there's some truth in the stuff they're ripping on.
It, so she gets C. diff, which is a real thing. It's this stomach issue. I think it's bacteria.
Sounds like Crohn's.
I think it's like a bacterial thing.
Got the Crohn's or the C. diff?
You're right. Oh God. But yeah. So this the fecal transplant. I'm sure they blew it way out of proportion. I have no idea how it actually works. But I would. I mean, basically, it's there. I think it's more of a bacterial implant than anything. I don't know if they actually like put poop up your pooper.
I'm gonna search it right now.
But
and by the way,
that episode's fucking great. This whole season has been wonderful.
Amazing. Spice.
The whole Tegrity Farms thing is absolutely cool.
Just had to rehash that. Hold up, bitch. My dick caught up in your fishnets. What was I searching now? That fucked me up.
Fucking
fecal transplant.
Fecal transplant. Yep. C. diff cure. It's so weird that you can just look this shit up.
I'm looking it up on YouTube, too.
Oh, that's worth it. You're one of those people. You look up like everything on YouTube.
Fecal microbial transplantation.
Oh, so it is a fecal transplant.
What is fecal microbiota transplantation?
Just the scientific term for...
Here's a Mayo Clinic. Diane Seegers, a patient's perspective on fecal... This is the one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it. Why am I doing it there? If I'm going to, like, watch a video, I got to put it in the fucking...
Right, we need to hear this.
...podcast. Fucking cuck. But while I'm searching for it.
Beautiful. I love that shit.
This can't let this one go.
Can't
just
a
head. Just a head. No further. No further. No further. Just a head.
Just a head.
Just whispering to
just
her.
Just a head. No further.
Jesus Christ.
It sounds so fucking close in these headphones now.
I love the internet so much. Was that car driving by?
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We got to go back real quick.
This is low production quality. Oh, it's an... Yeah.
That's fucking on the highways, like, or near a road. Did he say what it looked like, Coach?
This dude's a narcissist. All the way.
Right there. Don't let me get in.
Force my way in there. I want to rape you.
Surprise, surprise. He likes breaking into places.
She good at that. Can you see some fucking bitch, some porn star just playing defense on this dick? Like,
just like getting, trying to get
in,
away
don't
from
me. I want
to
force my way in there. Force my way in there. She good at that.
That's so
this is the... We are switching now. I couldn't let it go. We're switching to the fecal transplant. This is a patient's perspective from the Mayo Clinic. I guess fecal transplants are real. Let's see what she has to say really quick.
To be a patient of Dr. Marcia Coe, and now I have the honor of having Dr. Peru David from Women's Health. And I came to see Dr. Peru David when I was very sick in early January.
She needs a personality transplant.
An antibiotic about 4 days later when I was
they
here.
They edited her ass forward. They were like, she must have spoke for a while because I saw they edited her forward. Like, come on, bitch, get to the point.
The bathroom at that time. The progression got worse as the time went on. And about two, I would say.
I want to hear where she talks about.
I didn't know what was happening. And right before I passed out, I said to my husband,
oh, shit.
I think I'm dying.
And needless to say, that frightened me.
She pooped herself into a coma.
I approached her. She
needless to say, that frightened me.
My only inclination was to call the paramedics, get them here
they
quickly.
Brought they some shit over. They ground it up.
These are the driest people of all time.
They put a funnel in her butthole.
They didn't go any further.
Margarita'd the turds up and just poured them right in there.
I was so sick. Emergency ward.
I'm trying to get to it.
Dr. Vance worked with. I could see.
You know that she's probably not going to talk about the process. Now that I think about it,
I mean, maybe
some help and whatever that would take. The procedure itself, because it didn't bother me. I knew I was going to feel better after I, I finished having this fecal transplant. So the good news is that when I did have the privilege of meeting with Dr. Orenstein and Cheryl, his RN nurse, who is the
leave it to this old lady to be so specific.
The fecal transplant program at Mayo.
All right, I'm gonna try a different video real quick. It's only a minute long.
Number 6, fecal microbiota transplantation.
Antibiotic therapy used for medical treatment is supposed to kill bacteria, but it can also increase the odds of some people developing a dangerous and potentially lethal infection from rod-shaped bacteria called Clostridium difficile.
C. diff. C. diff. Nice. Yeah.
Infections from C. diff
Thanks,
and
South
the infectious
Park.
Diarrhea that it causes is a major reason for increased healthcare costs for
Pause that for a second. Those are two words that should never
what did he say?
Be together.
What did he say?
Infectious diarrhea.
That's what, yeah. Infectious diarrhea. I guess, like, to put it bluntly, that's I guess that's what C. diff is.
I think never, ever want a doctor to tell me I have infectious diarrhea.
Think if you had, like, my diarrhea is infected. Like, think of blowing that out your asshole.
You're so fucked up that your diarrhea is infected.
Fucked up. Just blowing it out your asshole.
Gut microbiota is the name given to the microbe population in living in the human intestine.
And it's
when antibiotics are used, aggressive.
It's weird that the solution to it is to just pump somebody else's poop in your BH,
allowing for abnormal C. diff growth. Many gastroenterologists are now employing fecal microbiota transplantation.
That sounds so much better,
human
like
stool
that.
Transplants mm-hmm. to battle C. diff infection.
Human stool,
transplant.
Research continues on how bacteria can actually make
stool research.
It's expected that fecal microbiota transplants could become a primary mode of therapy, not only for patients with multiple recurrences of C. diff, but for treating inflammatory bowel disease and other non-gastrointestinal medical conditions.
So basically, we're going to start pumping poop in people's buttholes.
Just, they're going to put Tums out of business. You're like, oh, man, I'm starting to get some heartburn. Better pump some doo-doo at my boo-boo.
Yeah, that's what I'm taking from it is there's there's some stool
Look out,
research
Tums.
Going on.
They're coming.
So there's literally just scientists. It was funny when they said that in the video. There were scientists looking at these microscopes. Like, they were, like, really researching the stool research. Just looking at a pile of shit. Like, yeah, we can definitely pump this one in somebody's butt.
Can you imagine?
And, like, it should cure IBS. Fuck it.
Can you imagine being that guy that just has to look at shit all day? Like, it can't smell good.
Well,
we got to stop going to lunch with Larry. He smells like shit all
the
time.
He's a scientist, though.
He got his own office, but it's only because he's doing shit work.
He probably has to have a PhD to look at that fucking poop. Think of that.
Yeah.
You gotta
can you imagine applying for that job? What do you think qualifies you? Well, I have a really strong stomach. I can smell shit all day, if that helps. You're like, yeah, our turnover rate's really high for that for some reason.
I don't know how much they're sniffing it. But
I
somebody's
mean,
looking at it.
If you're in proximity, you're smelling shit.
You're looking at it. I feel like some of those microscopes now are like the kind that you're not
you
actually,
put it in another room.
You're
or
not
something.
Actually like yeah. looking in. But yeah, I mean, if you're looking in the fucking lenses of a microscope, your nose is not far
you're,
from
yeah,
that.
You're a
that
foot
sauce.
Away.
But that when you're sauce. Using microscopes, you don't need like a fucking log down there. You just need a fucking like
yeah, but.
Just a fucking
even
little
a, even
earwax.
A smear.
Just a little earwax sample.
Even a smear is going to put off some odor. And you got to have you got to have
dingle.
A source. You know what I mean? Like when you're creating all those slides and shit, you got to source that somewhere.
Just a fresh dingleberry. You know, no big deal.
You know, they pay for like research, scientific, like medical research and stuff. You can go and volunteer and get paid for that.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder like what the ad was for this. Hey, we need lots of samples of doo-doo. We'll pay you for
you
it.
You ever had a dingleberry? I remember one time I got home, like got in the shower. I was showering, clean my ass up a little bit. I look at the bottom of the shower, and there's a fucking dropper. Little rabbit nug. And I said, that's been in my ass all day.
That's terrible.
And I don't know where that hung out all day.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
Yeah,
I mean, I've shit my pants.
Yeah, I mean, I got Harry H. down there, and just keeps things in. Yeah. And I'll let you guys determine if that's a true story or not.
That's terrible.
Think of that.
Speaking of dingleberries, you see old D. Trump got the impeachment?
Yep. That happened, what, fucking last night?
Yes.
And then he had, I saw, this was so funny. I saw this fucking clip. I guess he had a rally last night, too. Like,
of course
after, yeah. And he was talking mad shit about, like, I think it was a dead guy or the dude himself. I think he was dead though, and he was like just ripping on how ugly he was. he's like, let's just be honest, he's not good looking.
I love the
and
way
he's like, I don't know how his fucking wife fucking hangs around him or something.
I can't stand him, but I love the way he like talks shit without talking shit. You know what I mean? It's always just like kind of in like this passive aggressive.
Dude, I wonder if I can find that.
You know, he did a lot with his life, but he wasn't the nicest guy to look at. And you're like, wait, what the fuck?
He wasn't.
This is probably this dude's eulogy too.
I think it was a dead guy though, and he's talking about how ugly he was and how he couldn't believe his wife like had to be with him or something.
And
look at him. I can't believe she had to look at that every day waking up.
That's the leader of the free world for you. This is what freedom
I don't even know
into.
What I would search. Like, Jesus. Like, you know, Donald Trump talks shit.
About
like,
that guy.
I have no idea, but it's amazing comedy. It's an amazing source of comedy.
I am curious to see how. I mean, I don't know that he's going to get, like, all the way dethroned. That I think we're asking a lot at that point.
The Senate won't do it, too.
It's mostly Republican, too, isn't it, at this point?
Yeah, the Senate would have to vote.
But he goes
accordingly
on on trial at this point.
In the Senate.
Yeah.
But that's run by like
a bunch of Republicans.
Yeah, so exactly. So they won't vote him out. He's been impeached, but he won't be removed.
One of three. Who were the other two? Clinton got impeached.
Yeah, I know. It said
was
one of
Nixon
three.
Impeached?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's two in our lifetime. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah, his response to this whole thing has been atrocious. I mean, he's just playing the same part he's played this whole time, but
God, I wish I could find that.
Speaking of dead people, did you see they found a dead guy in a porta potty outside of the Baltimore Ravens stadium?
No.
I guess. Okay, so that's terrible, right? I mean, I laughed when I heard that. I was like, damn, that's a terrible place to die. Funny enough, though, he's not the first one they found this year. This is the second dead person they found in a porta potty.
I've heard, like, Baltimore has, like, a huge heroin problem, so maybe there's fucking
also has a
dude
huge,
shooting up in there.
It also has a
dying.
Huge, like, gang violence problem. So Baltimore's I wouldn't be surprised if they're, like, dumping bodies. That'd be a good spot to dump a body.
Baltimore's a pretty big shithole from what I understand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
so
just,
shout out to
it's
our
just
Baltimore
different neighbor,
listeners.
Yeah.
We love,
TJ's
we love
from Baltimore.
Really? I've heard my cousin grew up there. I remember we went to Maryland one time. We went. One of the worst tornadoes I've ever been in was like, shit. I think we were actually in Pennsylvania that day, like going to Gettysburg. But it's not
that whole area is odd. I mean, you drive, you know, 3 or 4 hours in any direction, you're in four different states.
Yeah, we went to D.C. We went to Gettysburg, but I remember getting caught. Like, I'll never forget that storm. We got caught in tornadoes in Maryland or Pennsylvania or somewhere like that. It was really bad. We weren't that far from the ocean.
Jodie Foster just telling you to get the hell out of the way.
Jodie Foster.
Wasn't she in Twister? Or who was that?
Oh, I can see the lady's face.
I always mix them up.
It's not... Jodie Foster does Silence of the Lambs, right? Like...
Yeah, and then she did that weird...
Hey, Dr. Lecter.
She did that weird rebel...
Shut up and smell your cunt.
Remember she did that weird rebel movie where she like carried a gun around after she got beat up or robbed or something. And she was like rogue.
Are you talking about Twister?
No, the other Jodie Foster. No. God damn it, I just had her name. Jennifer?
I don't remember, but I can see the lady. But
Helen
I definitely
Hunt.
Okay, Helen that's Hunt. Yeah, the blonde.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
I like Twister. I've seen it on TV. If it's on TV, I'd watch it.
It's corny as fuck. I haven't watched it in a while, but it is good.
It is, but it's like one of those you'll still watch.
Yeah,
for whatever reason. Just
Matthew Broderick's Godzilla movie where he's a worm doctor from the 90s. I watched that
it's
one every
Godzilla?
Time I see it. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen... I know I...
It's old. It's corny as fuck, but I'll watch that one every time.
Yeah, I haven't seen any Godzilla movies, I don't think.
Because
I know maybe like some shit that is super old, like where they dub over it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they dub the English over it. They're like, mouths are fucking moving. Like, and that's fucking such a weird idea. Like, think how they did that. They were like, well, we're not going to remake it, but we'll just let's just fucking dub English over it.
Yeah, fuck it.
So that was somebody's ideas. They people still have fucking English people speaking have to see this.
That's still on. They still do that on Netflix with like Indian movies and shit. There's
yeah,
a
they
bunch
do.
Of them on
you're
there.
Right. And that fucking pisses me off.
Yeah, because you're like, oh, this looks awesome. Yeah, and you get 5 minutes in.
You fucking cucks.
And you notice that their mouths aren't lining up. And you're like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, you fucking cucks. Listen up.
I'd rather
don't
read
even put the fucking movie's title in fucking English.
Right.
And just and in the description, the first fucking thing it should say is
Indian.
French, Indian, right. Spanish. Because there's been some badass looking movies that I thought I wanted to watch.
And they were trash.
And well, I don't know if they were trash. Because they were fucking
the dub over
French. And
well,
they weren't even. I've seen the dub over ones too, but there's been some ones like I think one was a Netflix original.
Oh, for sure.
And it was like in Spanish.
I don't.
And I was
mind,
like, God damn it!
I don't mind subtitles.
I can't
like,
do it.
I've watched a lot of kung fu, so
I can't do that.
I can do subtitles.
I can't do the subtitles. There was one specifically. I remember it was like what looked like a really good scary movie, but it was
some.
I think it was Spanish. No, it was Spanish. There's a lot of Japanese horror movies,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a big genre over there.
Yes. Fuck Netflix for getting fucking global. You know, why are you doing that? Fucking...
BBC America was not enough.
Yeah. No shit.
There's some good
I'm
shows
going to
on
Star
there.
Wars on Sunday.
Yeah, I've been watching all the old ones.
I'm kind of pissed. I didn't... Have you?
Yeah.
I really wanted to go tonight. Because they started showing it tonight.
At midnight tonight?
No, it started at 6 o'clock.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, somebody told me that because I was like, midnight? And they're like, no, they start showing it Thursday at 6 o'clock. There's a, even at Legacy here, there was a 6 o'clock time, I think a damn. 7 and a 9 o'clock time.
I haven't, you know what's fucked up? I haven't seen any commercials like amping it up. Like the trailer didn't even go that viral. I just
now that you say that, I feel like I haven't seen, but. I'm the person who watched the trailers on YouTube, though, because I knew they were there. But I know not everybody goes and does that.
Not
but
even
I think
a commercial.
I think it's shifting towards that. It's like, our trailer's on YouTube. You know, you can go watch
well,
it there
yeah,
instead
but
of paying for a,
but
a television
seen,
ad.
I haven't like, a Facebook ad or anything for it, either.
Because the thing about Star Wars, I think they can get away with, is they know the word of mouth.
Yeah, there's
like
to,
they didn't even have to
they
do
just cut
know,
their marketing budget.
There was enough.
Yeah.
They did enough with it where they just knew people, like, Star That's Wars true. Was big enough where people were just going to talk about
it's
it.
It's a legacy company
so,
at this point.
Like, you, one way or another, no matter what they did, you knew when Star Wars was going to come out because it's just that big.
I feel like they kind of, I feel like they fucked themselves with the whole Mandalorian release, too. That they did that. They stacked those too close.
Maybe they did that to get
Drum
people into,
yeah,
and again, and it could be, I'm sure it was.
Stir some rebel.
They definitely
down
knew up. It was going to be near the time of the release, so somebody planned that. Somebody said, we're going to put those, you know,
oh,
we will release Mandalorian episodes while Star Wars is coming out.
Right.
I guess.
Speaking of TJ, he texted me the other day. He said he was listening to what was our last episode. We were talking about Eddie Guerrero.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was in this very Latino heavy neighborhood in Lawrence, I think Massachusetts. He works in Boston, in and around Boston. He's like, I had to turn the fucking speaker down because I thought I was going to get shot.
Hell yeah. And I was trying to remember, I'm glad that you brought this up because I was trying to remember the saying or the phrase that he did last episode. And I remembered it walking into work one morning, just random as fuck. It was Latino heat.
Oh, I forgot about
Latino.
He had those pants
heat.
That set it down the legs.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I was trying
that.
To remember that. And I was walking to work one morning, fucking 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, threw my bag on my shoulder, looked around and I said, fuck. I was like, how could I not remember in the fucking podcast? Latino heat.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was his line
his
or
catch.
His, yeah, some of his catch. And yeah, he had the legs.
I remember those pants.
We lie. We cheat. We steal.
Weren't they tearaways too? Because he always wrestled in knee pads and like.
Yeah, he probably flipped them off.
Yeah.
And had like the little
black
speedo.
Tidy.
Whatever,
yeah, whatever the fuck.
I don't know what remember, but
I want to know like who glorified that. Like, why couldn't wrestlers wear pants? Why isn't that cool? I mean, a lot of them did.
Because it probably started with gay men. Let's be real. They're probably gay men like in the bodybuilder type.
The origin of wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. I bet it was some gay men. Like, think about that for a minute.
I like to look that up. Cause
like, when did wrestling start? I don't know. But whenever, it was a while ago. We can agree on that. Right. And whenever it started,
pre-90s,
there had to be at least two dudes who were like, I'm going to act like I'm beating you up. You act like you're beating me up. And let's, like,
make money.
Get in the Speedos and throw each other around a little bit. And then I'll get on top of you and I'll pin you. Does that sound good?
The whole thing is super phallic.
So all I'm saying is that was started by gay dudes.
Like, I think you're onto something there.
You had to get two willing guys, at least two, when this started, to commit to the idea that, one, we're going to use our imagination a little bit. We're going to act like we're fighting. Well, you're not really going to punch me, and I'm not going to really punch you.
I wonder if it started, like, it spun off of wrestling. Because they were, you know, it's a singlet. It's not, like, the most hetero thing I've ever seen. If you ever go to, like, an actual wrestling match, like Olympic wrestling, I wonder if it came from that idea.
Probably had to have, yeah.
Because the singlet, but, you know what I mean? It all kind of goes in
the
line.
Point still holds true that there were two guys that were like, we're going to use our imagination. Like, yeah, it's like that Olympic wrestling stuff. Like, yeah, we'll do some of that.
But gay.
But we're going to act like we punch each other. But we're not going to really punch each other.
It's super theatrical, too. And it's so that's not helping.
We'll have music when we come out. You can have music. You can have your song on my song. And we'll just act like we're fighting each other,
dude. The whole thing is all theatrics.
We'll just act like we're fighting, and then one of us wins, but we're just going to go out there and throw each other around a little bit.
Until you pin me.
Pin me. You got to get on top of me, and you got to press my shoulders to the mat, and they got to get it for 3 seconds.
Don't let me in. I'm going to force my way.
Don't let me in. Close it up, bitch. Close it up. She good at that.
That guy would have probably been a good professional wrestler.
He could have started wrestling.
He could have. He damn near did.
That shit's gay.
Don't let me in.
Just ahead. No further. Why no further? What kind of power move is that?
This is all you get.
It's like reverse power move. Usually you'd stuff the whole thing and be like, there's all of it. Just the head, no further. It's reverse power moving because
now
she's
going
to be like, what? I can't go any further. He won't let me go any further. Power move. 100% a power move. Fucking with that woman's mind.
Hold on, bitch. I got to put my shoes on.
Yeah, let me get my shoes back on.
That's so fucked up.
I just kind of want to try it. Like,
fucking with your shoes on?
If there's anybody who's listening to this, you should just, to prove my point correct, you should just try to fuck your significant other with your shoes on.
See,
like,
if you can get away with it.
And see if they don't say anything. They'll say something. As long as you don't regularly fuck with your shoes on, I guarantee, get naked, take your pants off, take your fucking underwear off, take your boxers off,
and then put your shoes on
in front of them, just don't say anything.
The comment I would get if I pulled that would be like, why the fuck do you have your shoes in our bed?
That, and why are you putting your shoes on? If you got to the bed without a comment yet, why do you have your shoes in the bed?
She trips about the way I put my, when I'm getting ready in the morning, I do sock, shoe, because it's efficient.
Oh, and that is weird.
Yeah, I get a lot of shit for that.
That's
one.
That's weird.
She gives me hell for that every time she watches me.
Gotta go sock, shoes.
I can't, it's too.
Makes, that's what I do.
I'm all about efficiency.
This episode has to be called something along the lines of fucking with your shoes on. I don't know if I can put fucking in the title of the podcast. That might get flagged.
You get censored for...
Yeah, you know, sex with shoes on.
I had a curious thought today. So someone I know, actually one of the... Jacob from Thunderwolf, he posted this... this Italian artist has a bunch of paintings, and they're all nude. So it's like, you know, like old school...
Victorian art. Titties.
Yeah, maybe even further, like Catholic, you know, like old Catholic.
The good shit.
Yeah, yeah. And
the good shit.
I was just thinking, I'm like, the spice melange. So Facebook is totally fine with nudity as long as we call it art.
Yes.
But these Snapcash hoes get their shit pulled down if there's a real... Like, if someone just painted those pictures, that's fine.
I guess. Yeah.
I was like, how the fuck do you draw the line?
YouTube is the same way. They'll allow nudity for educational purpose. If it's educational, like sex ed.
Right.
And there were, like I said, I think we even talked about this on the podcast one time, but there was somebody getting, like, their butthole work bleached. They're getting their butthole bleached, but it was considered educational.
So you could see her
straight up getting her butthole bleached.
That's so bizarre.
Because it was educational.
We draw such weird lines.
So you could just see her getting her butthole painted. Just in there with the brush, they were just tweaking it.
I met a girl that had a butthole
tattoo.
Getting
the creases and the folds.
I think I was at a frat party in college, and
this girl showed
a bunch of us her. she had a tattoo around her butthole. It was a purple starfish. And the whole time, like, I'm drunk as shit, and I'm thinking the whole time, I'm like, how did that heal? Like, she is not shit for a week.
I don't know.
That had to take forever.
It was a raw one.
That had to hurt. Can you imagine getting your taint tattooed?
I would like to maybe, if I was going to do a butthole tattoo, I would probably do like an eyeball so I could make it go.
Or Pac-Man. Yeah. Make it wink it.
And nobody could see what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I was making it wink, basically.
That's definitely a tattoo that, like,
I was making it pucker up and
not
wink.
A lot of people are gonna see.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
But when I'd show it off, I'd do that. I'd make the eye wink. I'd just pucker and loose, and I'd just make it go like just like that. Squeeze that eyeball.
Do like a that's like a grocery bag around it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. I'm, like I said, just
that's your first. Is that gonna be your first one?
It's gonna be the eyeball. I don't know how you would do it. It would be my brown eye.
Literally,
it's my brown eye. Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos yet, do you?
No.
And
you can't get
one
now because that's just not. You can't do it if you don't have one yet.
Well, yeah, you can.
I feel like it's almost midlife crisis looking. Like, you should, I don't know. If you haven't done one yet.
At this point, you just got to wait till you're like 55.
Or I just can't do it.
Or just never.
Because it looks skeptical to me. I'm like, if I see somebody that's never got one yet.
And then gets one at 30.
At 30. I'm almost 30. And then I'm like, what's going on in your life where you needed that tattoo?
That's true.
That's almost my thought is like, what happened?
I wish I would have,
you know, short of it being like a memorial to somebody or something because of a tragic event, which I can understand,
right?
That.
Like a huge meaning,
like if it's like really meaningful to you, but if you just get like just skull on your leg, why did 30. You? Yeah, why?
Yeah, just curious, man. Really,
like if you already have them, it's okay though because you have tattoos, and it's always okay to add more tattoos when you have tattoos because they look better with more.
I wish
than
I
was just a single.
I wish. See, I feel slightly differently. I wish I would have either gone a lot harder because I didn't get my first one until I was like 22. I wish I would have gotten more earlier because I've got
can't get them that much earlier.
I have four now. No, I mean. It took me a decade to get four, almost a decade to get four. I wish I would have gotten them
all four within.
Yeah, and more probably because I have a lot more that I want to do, or I wish I would have waited until like now when I had the money and the means to go to like
get really good
decent,
work.
Yeah, because like my first one is ass, and my second one is ass.
And, like, when you have your first and your second one, you don't even know shit about tattoos. You're just, like, glad
to
get one. I don't give a fuck.
I went to the first shop I could find.
Yeah.
And
took
the
first guy that introduced himself to.
Yeah, and he was, like, 20, and he fucked it all up. And so now I'm going to have to get it, like, covered and redone. But, I mean,
do you have a nautical star?
No, but I thought about that. Actually, that shit looks cool, though.
No, don't do it.
Don't do it. I'm just going to get an anchor on the top of my dick.
That's anchor.
Did I tell you about the hardest tattoo I've ever thought of?
What's
this
that?
This is like, goes in our Star Wars theme. So if I ever see someone with this tattoo, they're automatically the coolest person I've ever met. I want to get Anakin Skywalker on one thigh and Darth Vader on the other thigh, and they're both holding the base of my dick, and half of it's green and half of it's red. Or blue and red. Yeah, no, it'd be green and red. Anakin's.
I can see it now.
Yeah, that's the hardest tattoo of all time.
Well, here's a little.
I bet a dick tattoo sucks. Have we talked about this?
Yeah, we did with Gabe that one time. I have a theory to get on the record here about Star Wars, since it's just started showing about an hour ago. And I want to get this on the record because it was an hour ago it started. It's 7:07 at the time of this recording. I'm going to make a prediction in Star Wars because people thought my theories, people being Matt Foster.
I read a little bit of this on Facebook.
And some others thought my theories.
I didn't dig all the way into it, though.
So I'm going to say really quick that Leia's going to have a lightsaber appear somehow out of somewhere. Like, it's going to show up. Somebody's going to have Leia's lightsaber, even though she...
Carrie Fisher died, though, right?
She's going to die.
The CGI or
but it's going to come up somehow. That's one prediction. And the other prediction is that Rey is some kind of kin with Palpatine, Emperor Palpatine. Yeah, she's related to him somehow. Those are my two predictions. Well, they're on the record.
Okay, so that's curious, though, because can Sith have children? Because the Jedi don't have
kids, not?
Right? Well, I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure that the Sith don't really have like a order of rules.
They have a code still.
Yeah, but I don't think like anti-fucking is one of them.
Or, I mean, but I would assume not. But you know, yeah, exactly.
You don't see them with bitches.
And other than,
I feel like they get like galaxy bitches though. Like some of those like blue fucking
the lot lizards,
the blue things that like hang the two fucking big long ears off their head, like those hoes suck
Jabba
dick.
The Hutt's
yes, those yeah.
Yeah.
He had bitches with him.
Those are lot lizards, what they are.
Lot lizards. They suck dicks.
Yeah, for sure.
They suck big dicks.
So, I mean, you think about, though, like all the Jedi and shit and all the, I mean, as far as I know, Darth Vader's the only one with kids ever. Right? I mean, they're the only kids of a Jedi that he's ever talked about.
That we know of.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Maybe
Mace Windu is out there just butt fucking.
Well, the Jedi don't have children because most of them get into the academy when they're really young.
But they could still butt fuck.
It's against their code.
They could pull like the Christian girl thing.
Yeah, still a virgin.
So like if they butt fuck everybody, they're not going to have kids.
That's penetration though. Like, does that count?
Yeah, but I'm sure they go against the... Yeah, it counts in my book, but I think they go against, I think they go against the Order's rules a little bit. I think they're butt fucking. How is the baby Yoda born?
Is this like
Yoda was butt fucking something?
Well, we don't know.
But he didn't butt fuck that time.
Yeah, but we don't know shit about this.
We know that they were probably butt fucking though.
that's how they conceived though on his.
That's my theory, also on the record of how the Jedi got around like the no sex, no wife, no family rules. They were still out like you know when they went to the bar a couple times they were like fucking. This dick will be fine. And,
dude, oh my God.
You know,
if I was
like
a
they
Jedi,
just stuck it in.
If I was a
the
Jedi,
butt, though.
I would have fucked my way through my 20s so hard if I had mind trick powers.
Yeah, just a Jedi, quick Jedi mind trick. This dick will be fine. You know, wave my two fingers like that.
But they
butt fuck them.
You will buy both of us drinks all night long.
Yeah, something like that. Or just to the bartender, you will get this bitch drunk.
You don't need to get her drunk at that point.
Yeah, but you could because you're going to butt fuck her. So you probably should. Because that's my whole theory revolves strongly around butt sex.
All anal.
It was all anal. It was.
It's part of the Jedi code.
There's a Star Wars porn out there called All Anal. A lot lizard story or something like that. Lando was out there laying pipe.
He's not a Jedi.
But he was laying pipe. And that leads me to believe
you don't have that.
He hung around the Jedi. He hung around the Jedi.
That's true.
He hung around a couple Jedi. That's all I'm saying.
You don't have
Han Solo was out there laying pipe to Leia, who wasn't a Jedi, but she has Force powers. They showed us that, and they actually fucking ruined that when they put that in the Last Jedi.
Jesus,
the bitch doesn't have fucking Force powers because. Which what the fuck in the other three episodes we just see her the whole time, but she never uses them.
No, there's some like weird things. She has some insight. She definitely feels like when Luke gets his arm cut off, they cut scene to her. And I mean, there's
yeah, but
some...
it's her brother.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that, but
her
that's
twin
the whole point.
Brother.
She doesn't have enough midichlorians to be an actual Jedi, but
no,
her midichlorian
count they
is,
say,
high, is elevated.
But they say everybody has the Force in them now.
Well, yeah,
like
but,
that they did. that where the kids have it and then with the fucking brooms. But they shouldn't have, they should, no, not everybody can fucking use the Force.
Well, that's, no, because it's all about your midichlorian count. So Jedis have a much higher midichlorian count than the rest of which is what allows them
I know
to
that's what defines the Jedi, the but
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So maybe she's not on that level, but she's above average.
Yes.
So she can
she
tap
lies
into
in there,
some of these
but
other
she
things.
Shouldn't at all. Well, she should just be a normal fucking
well,
person.
I think the other
just
thing
like
is
all the other people.
I think the other thing is
should be
number one. She was put into hiding as a child, so even if she did have, you know, that was when the whole order fell apart. So even if she did have Jedi powers or the ability to have, she would have never gotten the training because she was in politics her whole life. And a politician
General
would have never
Leia
gone into,
Organa.
You know. Yeah, exactly. So, there, I mean, she potentially could even
sucking
have
Han off.
Enough midichlorians to be, you know, a certified Jedi if she had been in the right position.
Maybe. Anakin's count was super high, and he never fucking had a day of training in his life.
Well, until he met Han Solo again.
He was just picked up by Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, he's the one.
Yeah, but
he's the chosen one.
So that's another great example, though, because he lived on this trash planet that nobody ever went to find people that mattered.
Fucking Tatooine piece of shit.
Right, exactly. So he never got exposed to any Jedi that would have even picked up, you know, sensed his forceness.
Jabba the Hutt was on Tatooine.
Was he?
He races those speed pod things in front of Jabba.
Yeah,
because actually they say on Tatooine, like, the Hutts are, yeah, like, gangsters, and they, like, kind of run the planet. The Hutts do. They're gangsters. You got to pay them, and...
And then Anakin's family is just this broke-ass farm.
There was definitely some sexual stuff going on with Jabba and Leia at a certain point where he's got her chained up,
yeah,
and he's like, he sticks his tongue out at
every,
her. Like,
every nerd in America came in their shorts when that movie came out.
They played that off. That was definitely a sexual innuendo going on there, like Jabba wants to munch on Leia.
He's a filthy greedmonger.
I'm excited to see it, though. Those are my theories. I had to get them on the record. So when they're right, my friends know.
I don't know. I mean, I can see what you're saying. The Palpatine thing is what I don't know.
Yeah, you'll see. They're going to do it somehow. That motherfucker's... This is what they're going to do. This is such a Star Wars move to
do. I think they're just...
They're
going to
say, he's been alive the whole time. He survived the fall from Vader some fucking how.
Right.
And he's been spending the last 30 fucking years doing some shit, rebuilding this and rebuilding that for the fucking Empire, the dark motherfuckers, whatever. He's been doing some shit hidden away in some deep part of space. That's going to be in there too, on the record. He's alive. He's not just a fucking ghost of some sorts. Like, they're going to make that bullshit where they're going to say he survived that fall somehow.
Right.
On the Death Star tumble by fucking Vader.
I bet they're doing this like a parallel to Anakin's story to like highlight the differences and like make it feel like she's more susceptible to the dark side. But I bet we never find out who her parents are.
She'll be tempted by the... Yeah, I think they probably were just fucking trash.
That's
but I think... I think like her grandfather could have been Palpatine or something like that. Like he might have had some fuck-ups. He had some fuck-up kids. And he fucking left them, and he's doing his dark side shit, and they had Rey. But he always knew that she was there and was like, I'm keeping my eye on her.
It's a possibility.
Because the parallel I could see them do in this movie is it's going to be like a Luke, I am your father moment, but it's going to be a Palpatine is your grandfather moment. And they're going to do so because J.J. Abrams...
Like spin it the other way so the dark side...
J.J. Abrams,
yeah,
like
cool.
In The Force Awakens, did a lot of... He paid a lot of homage to the original three movies.
Yeah.
So I could see there even being a scene like where there's Palpatine and Rey like looking out like he did with Luke, like looking out at his fleet getting destroyed, seeing his friends dying and him tempting her with all the shit that she could ever want, his powers, and she's going to be looking at her friends dying
and
get tempted.
They kind of did that in the last movie while they're shooting the convoy down and Kylo's like, we can do this together.
I think it's
going
to happen with Palpatine. I think he's going to try to tempt.
You know the
Rey.
Other thing I kind of
he's going to reveal that they're related.
The other one I've always been curious about is so like Han Solo, Yoda, all these people, they become like Force ghost, for lack of a better term.
No, that's what it is.
Can the Sith do that?
Maybe.
So maybe that's where Palpatine comes in. He's like Force
but
ghosting.
It could be possible, but I think he's alive in the flesh. That's definitely a possibility. Like
even
where it's
with the Death Star blown up.
I think they're gonna pull some Star Wars shit and be like,
if Leia can survive in space, surely.
They're gonna say, oh, he actually survived the fall.
I think
they're going to do that. It's a Star Wars move to do that.
Say
he survived. He went away for 30 years and just planned his fucking revenge and his counterattack. And he watched the First Order grow, and maybe he fucking advised Kylo Ren from the wings. I don't know.
That's true. I watched that Solo movie, the Han Solo backstory one.
It's good.
And I saw, so in that the end of that movie, you see Darth Maul's talking to what's her face, but I heard they were gonna make a Darth Maul standalone movie like they've been doing.
That would be
with
cool.
Rogue One and so yeah, that'd be cool. He's other than Vader, I think he's my favorite.
He doesn't even really speak.
Dark side villain. No,
I think he might have had like one line, like "Yes, Master."
And I think they had so that movie got all fucked up because Samuel Jackson and him,
Mace Windu.
Yeah. They had a bunch more. They had a lot more fight scenes that they had to cut out because he was running his mouth. So I think Darth Maul had a bunch of like unpublished fight scenes too that would have been cool.
Yeah, an origin movie of some sorts.
Yeah, because I mean, if you read them and stuff, like his planet, like his species, there's a lot of weird shit going on with them.
God, I want to see the movie tonight so bad. All this talk about it fucked me up, but I already bought my tickets Sunday. Be good to go.
It'll be a little bit before I get to see it.
Let's go ahead and wrap this one up then.
Yeah,
that was a good funny one. We're back on the grind week to week. Got a solid hour in. And I think this one's going to have to be like sex and shoes or something like that. Because that was amazing.
Timberland sex.
Yeah. We'll talk about getting some guests in the near future now that we're back steady and let everybody know. But I think that's a wrap. Wagers out.
Peace.